I'm Madeline Brand in Los Angeles, and this is Day to Day. The monthly unemployment numbers are out today and at 5.6% remain unchanged from last month. The economy also added 112,000 new jobs, but that's less than half what the experts were predicting. Despite the low figures, President Bush seemed confident as he addressed a group of business executives today at the White House.
We're strong. We're getting stronger. We're witnessing steady growth. Steady growth. And that's important. We don't need boom or bust type growth. We want just steady, consistent growth so that our fellow citizens will be able to find a job.
Earlier, I spoke with Tess Viglin from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles about what the new unemployment figures mean.
This is a definite slump, and the Labor Department also revised downward the number of jobs gained in both April and May. But economist Cynthia Latta of Global Insight says there's really no reason to think that this is a reversal of fortune.
It's really not a disaster. It's just a disappointment relative to what we had come to expect from the past 3 months of really strong data. I don't think it's anything that suggests the economy is dipping back into recession or even the job decline situation that we were in last year at this time.
However, the number of hours people worked shrank as well, and the manufacturing sector actually lost 11,000 jobs. And there's already some speculation that one follow-on effect of this weaker jobs report will be that the Fed can do what it's been saying it would do, which is very slow and measured increases in interest rates, because maybe the economy's not quite as hot as some people thought.
And if the unemployment rate is unchanged at 5.6%, but there was an increase in jobs, how does that follow?
Well, the Labor Department conducts two separate surveys to come up with these statistics. For the unemployment figure, they poll 60,000 households. They call them up, ask, is there anyone looking for work? And that's how they get that number. The other figure is the number of new jobs that companies created. And that's the one that economists really pay the most attention to. They tally up all the people on company payrolls across the country, and they figure out if there are more or fewer jobs than the month before.
And with 10 straight months of job growth, this is an employment recovery, or is it really a boom in job making?
Cynthia Latta points out we've been in growth mode, maybe even a little boomlet, for quite a while now in terms of the overall economy. But people are going to call it a recovery until we get back all the jobs that were lost. That's really the benchmark that most people are looking at. And that means we've still got just shy of 2 million jobs to make up, even though we've added 1.5 million in the last 10 months. And today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're taking a look at how Germans are stretching their 35-hour work week.
Tess Viglin of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by American Public Media. Thank you very much, Tess.
Thank you, Madeline.